All right, and your name is?
I'm Jeb Glenn.
Okay, and you want to come over here? Nah? Okay, okay. And Jeb, you're from St. Joe?
Yes, my dad lives here in town. I actually live outside of town, but my dad lives here in town, and he has a blacksmith shop here in town.
So you're second generation.
Actually, I would be the fourth generation blacksmith.
This is really awesome. You are keeping something alive that has been going on for so long. Do you shoe horses or do you do demonstrations? Is this ornamental blacksmithing? Tell me about it.
We do mainly ornamental blacksmithing. We don't do any fairing. And the we do ornamental. We can do just about anything you want, you know, as far as scroll work or, you know.
Is there a demand? Do a lot of people want this?
Well, there's not a high demand for it, but it is out there, and we try to do it. Not, you know, it's not exactly the same way it was done in the 1800s, but it's real close.
So do a lot of people want gates? Do they want ornaments for fireplaces?
That sort of thing is mainly what we do sell. We make things out of horseshoes. We take something that was one thing and turn it into something else, you know, for ornamental and whatnot.
So the old reduce, reuse, recycle is alive and well in the blacksmith world?
Always has been. A blacksmith in the old days would take a buggy spring and turn it into something else, like a file or a pry bar for someone to use.
Do you take old things and turn them into tools for people?
Yes. Old broken crowbars and things, we can turn it into chisels or pry bars or just about anything you want.
And you make a full-time living at this?
No. That's the hard part. No. It's hard to make a living out of blacksmithing anymore. There's just not that much demand for it yet.
So what do you do? What do you do to keep this hobby going?
Well, you have to have another job.
Okay. Well, listen. This is great, and this is exciting to watch. And it's nice to see that you're doing it by a coal fire in the old way, and that you're using some of the great old tools. And thanks a lot for taking a little time out of your day. And this is great that you're here for the 150th anniversary of the Pony Express, and that you're showing people how it was done back then. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you.